When I got my bearings, I realized Renee was already walking away from me toward her house. For some odd reason, perhaps my brain had just reached its female logic overload point, I didn't call out after her. As she turned the corner without ever looking back to be sure I was still there staring, she said something to me, and I could hear the laughter in her voice. "Thanks for the gum!" I kept looking until she was out of sight behind the huge old oak tree at the end of the block. Boy, did that girl know how to walk. So I was hanging in there, but the weirdness of acting normal when nothing really was normal was exhausting. One day, I fell asleep in social studies class, and the teacher took me out into the hall to talk about it. "How are you, Stephen? Is there more bad news at home?" "No, things are just swell. We spend our time knitting matching sweaters, baking wholesome cookies from scratch, and watching my brother's hair fall out." "Moron." "No, I just have, a lot on my mind. Can I..." "Think fast, Stephen. Go see the school counselor?" Of course, he let me go. I had already figured out that most teachers did not want to stand in the corridor talking about pediatric cancer when they could be safely in their rooms handing out worksheets. Mrs. Galley looked happy to see me, which was a nice feeling. Maybe I had only asked to see her so I could get out of class, and maybe I was merely in the mood for a candy heart or two, but I really was starting to trust this woman. She asked me how things had gone with the math grade bust weekend and in the weeks of school since then. I told her the whole story of that first weekend with my parents, and about how I was keeping up with my work and social life. She looked relieved that my rents hadn't tied me to a stump behind the woodshed and given me a beating. And I could have left it at that, with Mrs. Galley feeling like she had done a successful good deed by letting me choose how to handle my makeup work and my mom's notification, and with me feeling like I had earned some cinnamon flavor snackage. But it wasn't the whole story. "Mrs. Galley, I can't sleep at night. I have this nightmare over and over again. I'm playing catch with my brother, and..." I paused and she quickly slid a box of tissues over to me. "See? This lady was good." I talked for another half period at least, and didn't stop until that tissue box was looking pretty undersupplied. She listened and listened, and even turned off her incoming phone line. About 5 different people stuck their heads into her office, but she shooed them all away and finally locked her door. Every once in a while, she asked a question or two, but she basically just let me rip. At the very end, I summed up by telling her how out of control I felt, like I couldn't affect any of the problems that were all around me. "I can't wave a wand and make Jeffrey better. I can't call my Swiss banker and have him wire transfer a couple million dollars to my parents' account. I can't even make my family feel better about anything. All I do is sulk, cry, and yell at my parents." "But you do make your family feel better. I know Jeffrey must appreciate all of the playtime you spend with him, and I could tell when I talked to your mother that she was very proud of how responsible you have been. Sending away your math tutor, that took real courage." "You have no idea, Mrs. G." "Yeah, but I can't change all the roots of the problems. I can't change the basic situation."
"Well, Stephen, I have to send you back to class now because I have a group of students coming in. But I want to leave you with one thing to think about. Instead of agonizing about the things you can't change, why don't you try working on the things you can change?"
I thanked her and took a candy heart, okay, a few, for the road, and a couple of tissues. And I made her promise she'd call me back down the next week. While I was on a roll, maybe I should have asked her to stock up on some new desk candy, too, but there are times when you just don't push your luck. Over the next few days, my head was a jumble of battling quote bubbles. Me: "What's the point of..." Mrs. Galley:
"Why don't you try working on the things you can change?"
Of course. That was when I was awake. When I was asleep, the nightmares just kept on coming. I was starting to wonder whether I was going to be a nervous wreck for years and years, finally losing it completely and waking up in a mental ward with a tight, white, sleeveless coat on. Then, 2 things happened in quick succession. I figured out how to save some money, and Annette fell down a flight of stairs.